Rishus, Kal, Shari, Tila, the Mansi Naisi Yiddish Manish welcomes everyone to tonight's cheer. Tonight's cheer is sponsored by Chanishmas, Rabbi Yaakov, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov, Ben Shleima HaKoyin. The Rambam says, person, Rav Chachmasai, Rav Torah, is Koyin Balayla. It's now the winter month. The winter months, there's a lot of night time. We encourage everyone to attend from the various programs we have here. I also like to let them know that Masa Shabbos, Me'at Hashem, we're restarting the Novi Shir. It's in a Ramaskut Shul, 8 o'clock on Sefer Shmuel. We encourage everyone to attend. For those of you who don't know, we have a Sunday morning Chai Shemishpat Chabura. It's a tremendous chizuk to the community, and we encourage everyone to attend. There's Charusa learning from 9:30 to 10:45. If you want, there's a shir at 9:30 to 10:45, a prep shir as well, in addition to a shir from 10:45 to 11:15. Tonight we have the tremendous chus to have with us the noted Rav and Mechaber of Simcha Ben Kohn, Shlita, to give us the Vesayers. The Rav.
He's going to give me a subject to speak about, so whatever comes to mind, Mered. Feel bad you were learning and you have to stop learning for a pasha the yid like me. But I have one mila. I don't say my own drush, my own ashkofa. Because I was mekabel from a rabbi amuvik, Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, a great tzaddik v'goyim. 20 years I learned by him that in order to say hashkofa, your own hashkofa, you have to take a written bechina on whole an yankiv be'in. You have no chayvus alvavus, sharet shuva, mesila shesharim, kuzri, moire nevuchim, and Rambam hilchas shuva and hilchas dais. Then he said you're capable of saying your own hashkafa. If not, you have to say over from a friedike gottel. So I asked him, how does it work? Why? He says, who says you're not contradicting a chazal? You have to have. So, Mela, whatever I say tonight is based on his words, Rabbi Eliezer Shach's words, and I was zoicha to live in the east side. And I ate many years with the Rabbi Shakol B'nei Agoyla Gram Feinstein's itself. So whatever you say, whatever I say is nothing mine, so you have nothing to worry about. It's only coming out from a kli, what's not kosher. But I'm a Eina Ben Yoimoy, so we can make this. For my sake, you're going to hear tonight a subject that nobody speaks about, and it's the most important subject. It's Hashem. You heard of that? There's an Eibishter. And we don't talk about enough about the Eibishter, and that's why 70% of the world is depressed. From the Goyish world, it's 76% are taking white tablets every day. And Rachmana Litzlan, it's rising in the Jewish Orthodox community, also the pills, those white pills. Everybody's not happy with themselves. They don't have Simchas HaChayim. And if you don't have Simchas HaChayim, you can't learn Torah either. And when you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a decent amount of tragedy. So first, you have to do tshuva, and everybody should be calling his local Orthodox rabbi and asking him, what should I rectify? That's why you have to have a close shaychus with a rov who knows you inside out. Not Friday night you daven in this shul, and Shabbos morning you daven here. So the rov doesn't know where your chasroinus are. So how could you call them up? Everybody, I called up the rabban. Did you get phone calls lately? Yeah, yechid, it's your phone call. Yechidim called. Everybody should be calling. What should I accept upon myself? Got to do tshuva. But saying tshuva means nothing. What does it mean, do tshuva? On what? Where should I start from? So I'm going to give you a program when I was mekabel from Rabbi Hamuvik Zatzal. Well, it's a dover ha-meskabel al alev, and it's easy, and it's not done. And I'll start off with a kasha, which you should have asked this kasha 100 times already, and you never did. And you understand that Yom Adin HaGodol V'Anoira is going to ask you, why didn't you ask somebody this question? Now, we get misled. Everybody gets a beautiful hesped. And the write-up in the yeset is beautiful. So people think, as I design of Yanavel, oy vey, the blazer shach was scared of Gehenim. Groysa mentioned were always scared of Gehenim. The pashat the Yidin like me. You ever heard a shir about Gehenim? I want to make by a good convention. They once asked me to speak there. They never asked me again. I never went. They asked me, Rabbi Bloom said, you can come and speak whatever you want. I said, I want to make a whole session about Gehenna. Ever heard about Gehenna? No. My Rebbe used to say, just because you don't talk about it doesn't mean you're not going. Oh, you do a Gehenna. Oh, you're not speaking Gehenna. No, you can't talk about it. We're too delicate in America. You talk about Olam Haba. Ever say the word Olam Haba to yourself? My Rebbe is the Tzal Rav Avigda on his walk. His famous hour and a half walk every day. Couldn't talk to him too much. After 5 minutes, he was on his own. Couldn't talk to him, Stamazoy. But I walked with him just to hear. Every day on his walk, he used to say, in Yiddish, he only spoke Yiddish, ich bin in die Welt, nof a yene Welt, nof Olam Haba. So then, you make a cheshb. Should I go to the Simcha? Should I travel? Maybe it's not Kedai. Is it going to get me Olam Haba? That's what you have to think. You have to train your mind like that. You ever train your mind like that? Ever shout if you should go somewhere? You think, is this going to get me Olam Haba or Gehenna? You never thought like that in your life, did you? Never. So one minute on his walk, he used to say, I only came to this world to get Olam Haba. That's why he never traveled anywhere, because he couldn't convince himself that this is going to get him Olam Haba. I once asked him, Rav, you were born in America. You went away for 6 years in Salvatka. You were never in Lakewood yet. Mashgiach Reb Nosson Wachtfeigel is Shirakam. It was an Ur-Einikel's Pidyon Aben. You'll see Lakewood. You'll be able to see the biggest Malkum Torah. Come! So he asked me, could you guarantee me Olam Haba for that move? I said, no. He said, if I stay home, I'll learn. I said, but you'll see the biggest Malkum Torah. He said, I didn't stop thanking Hashem for the Mir Yeshiva yet. It's on my corner yet. But I finished that. I'm not saying you shouldn't go away for Shabbos. Gegezun Tahit. But you got to think, I'm old. Is this going to get me Olam Haba or not? It doesn't even enter your mind. And every Shabbos, we have this reminder. David says, if you're after 120, Shabbos is me'en Olam Haba. So David says, I'm going to ask you. They don't say this. This is the test in the next world. They're going to ask you, how many times did you think about Shabbos Olam Haba? Someday I'm going to play baseball. Someday I'm going to visit my kids. Easy. You just saw them last week. I spoke to them. Telephones today. Cell phones. What's that? Blackberry, blueberries. What's the room to bring them? I gotta give myself a little credit. I have a big shul in Lakewood. You asked my friend over here. Comes around from time to time. Triple the size, come on, double the size. And it's full. I don't have a cell phone. And the island is managing. Baruch Hashem. The world will go on without you. I promise you. Go to Chasana, instead of thinking what you're supposed to think, what I'll tell you what your avoid is supposed to think. Everybody's looking to who called me? To somebody upset. Rahman, I wanted to make a gemach. That people should just call the other people to make them feel good. Comes the next world, the Eibishter says Shabbos. You live Shabbos so many years, and you never thought during the week I'm in here, this world for Olam Haba. Ashod. So I'm going to ask you a simple question. Why did the Eibishter make you have to eat 3 times a day? That Almighty, that Eibishter, what's made such a beautiful world. And if you want to live long, what do you have to do in order to live long? What do you say every morning in davening? $5. $100. You want to Eibishter to live long, what should you do? You say it every day in davening. If you don't answer me, you're going to have to pay me. No monkey business now. What do you say every morning? You ask Hashem for life. What do you say? I want to do this word by middle, walk in the way, give me a smack. Say, you consider yourself a Talmud Chacham, you don't know what you're saying? Shame on you. That's what he told me. I'm not telling it to you, I'm just repeating. No? What are you going to gain if I go on the I'm going to be singing your praises. When was the last time you thanked Hashem that you didn't fall off your bed last night? Never. When was the last time you thanked Hashem that you could hear? Never. There's no bracha. Seeing, you'll tell me you say the kechivim in the morning as a half asleep. Hearing, you don't make a bracha on that. So go by your whole life. David should give you the hair, and you never thanked him. Gnaden, yeah? Come to the next world, the Balta from Kelvin, you say, Eibishter, They take Gehenna, full Gehenna. What happened to all my mitzvahs? It's like the altar, you never thanked me for hearing. I used up all your mitzvahs already. They gave this in Yanavel. Scary. Don't worry, you'll sleep tonight. I asked my sister, Bavigdif, I'm allowed to speak about Gehenna, but I'm not going to sleep. He says, now sleep while you're talking about it. You have to worry about when you finish. So I'm asking you a simple kashi. You spend so much time eating. Even if you're on a diet, you still got to eat. Why? You did something for breathing today? Nope. Oh, the morning, first thing, Eivishti, let you breathe. You did something for hearing today in the morning? Unless you have to put in a hearing aid? Right away, full blown, eyes, right away. Comes to eating, Eivishti says you got to eat 3 times a day. This kashi never asked. What's wrong with you? You do something so much time, people go to the restaurant, much a Shabbos pizza store, falafel, eat out. And the empty imam. You don't think that, I want to ask you, holy flock. You don't think the Almighty is going to ask you this question after 120? What are you going to say to him?
I'll get back to you, Hashem.
Cool. Does he does? Rebbe Plapel Sifil. So I'm not going to tell you Rabbeinu Avigdor's vort, which I told over to many people. Skvera Rebbe heard it once from me. The Satmar Rebbe, the Eindige, Rebbe Fall Shaw, Goyin Oilem and Monsi, they went out of their kelim. I'm not going to tell you but how he got to this vort. He got to, but the vort is the Eivishta does it, Ba'avur Shemaya Godel, to see his great name. So geschmack to eat. Eivishta could have made you one type of food. And the Eibishter made so many different types of food. You say it in benching, Ba'avur Shemaya Godel, to see his great name. You came down in this world to see his great name and to have a geschmack. Every time you eat and you didn't choke, you have to thank Hashem. You ever thank Hashem you didn't choke yet? Happens. My wife took a vitamin 2 weeks ago. She almost choked in front of my eyes. Megavon Shver of the hearts. Oy! And I said to myself, tippish. This is what you're supposed to thank Hashem every day for. That's why my Rebbe used to carry apple seeds in his pocket, Rabbi Miller. The seeds. Took it from his pocket after he was nifter. I sold some for big money. Satmar guys know how to buy chesidim. They know how to spend money. You literally don't appreciate it. A tzaddik held this seed. A tzaddik is sadoilu. I asked him, why is the Rav holding these seeds for? Because when I lose, I forget about the greatness of Hashem. This has a million pieces of information and I get excited. People have to go to Switzerland, the Alps, to see the godless Hashem. I see it in this. So you eat 3 times a day and you geschmack. You ever thought that lesson yet? Man, what do you have to eat kosher for? Every Friday night you eat kosher, right? Now, did you ever make an announcement to your wife and to your children? What do you eat kosher for? Why do you have to eat kosher fish for kosher chicken for? What does it say in Chumash, Leviticus? Because you're an aristocrat. Says, I'm Kodesh. The Eibishter wants you to feel good about yourself. See, he says, I'm going to make you special by your diet. So you have to eat in order to feel good. Every time we used to pass a kosher fish store, meat store, Rabbi Miller used to go wild with enthusiasm. Look, we're aristocrats. Ooh, if you're an aristocrat, how could you feel bad about yourself? So now when somebody comes to his counselor, the counselor wants to be mechaz again, you're an aristocrat. So you tell me, okay, I don't believe in that. I want to make you better, feel better. The Blazer Shach was 98 years of age. Here's a Sefer Machsheves Musa, masterpiece. Choyv Kodesh to read it through and through and through. He writes it like this. He came into Ponovich and he was all excited. He says, Chob HaChidush, I got to tell you something, what's going to happen. Mamish, break the heavens. Everybody thought, who knows what this Heiliger Rosh Hashiva is going to say. He said, you know why I see right now? You know why Mr. Levi, Rabbi Levi, could see me right now? Because there's a command from Hashem this second he should see. It's not because you were born 50 years ago and you're still seeing from that time when you came out. No. Every second there's a command that you should balance yourself, you should see, you should breathe. Now I want to ask you a simple question. If you could go to the Chaim Kanievsky and walk with him in the street arm in arm And the Yesod Nemeth gets a good picture and he's in the centerfold for 3 weeks in a row. But you feel good. Even if you wouldn't get in the Yesod Nemeth. Just alone, holding Reb Chaim's hand and walking the streets, and that's how you would get his shved, and goyin oilam, Reb Yosef Shalom, Eliyashiv Shlita, and the other said, would you feel good about yourself? Answer me! Shake your head. No? Come on. Fega shayla, answer. So he said, Reb Leizer Shach, now that you're connected with the Eibishter every second, what Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me, the Eibishter is bigger than him. You don't feel good about yourself. The only way you could hold your hands right now like this is because the Eibishter is giving a command that you should have koyach in your hand. That's why Rabbi Weiss, who lives over here, this Chassidus Yungam Ha'am, who's a Kodesh V'Torah Dover Ruchni, who learns the whole day, and he only moves his eyes. We learn with him once in a while, Shari Oire, over the telephone. He's a Dover Ruchni, he can't move his hands because there's no command from the Eibishter. So you're connected with the Eibishter every second. So how could you get depressed? Because you never thought like that yet. Nobody in this room thought he's connected with the Eibishter every second. Did you? Did you verbalize that once to your wife? No. Absolutely not. And this is the Panavizhar Rosh Hashiva. He says, the Eibishter didn't stop creating the world after 6 days. He stopped creating new things that every second you say it every morning. That you know. When was the last time you got excited about the sun? Ever got excited about the sun? An old man, if he trained himself right, he gets excited with the sun. If not, when he gets old, he becomes depressed. Most old men get depressed. They can't walk around. But if you trained yourself on the sunlight is so geschmack, he says. And who made the sun? Every day the Eibishter takes it in and out and puts out the moon. And the Eibishter says, I'm conducting all your affairs and you're connected with me every second. So how could you ever get depressed? So now I gave you two things. You're an aristocrat, says the Chumash, I'm Kodesh, that's why you have to eat kosher. When I ate by Rabbi Miller one Friday night, before we ate the fish, I didn't know what he was talking about. He says, he's an aristocrat. Aristocrat means a special. What does the fish have to do with aristocrats? Now, if you teach your kids like that, I know kids who are brought up like that are the happiest people. That Israel can't do this for you. Nothing can do it for you. Everything that's available within yourself can make you happy. Everything outside you won't make you happy. I'm telling you right now. Listen to me. So now you have already a shtipul mahalach already. And that's the way, when you sit by a chasana, if you're a thinking man, what are you supposed to think by a chasana? You have to thank Hashem that you got married and you're still married. Never did that yet. Some don't stop talking. Everybody has to find a friend by chasana. I was once by Rabbi Miller, said, can I nickel, ura nickel chasana? Can I hold this to questions? I asked me and my wife. Can I ask the Rav now all the questions? She says, 5 minutes. So I asked him, what's the Rav doing after 5 minutes? He says, first I'm going to chazer, and then I have a special seder by my enikul chasnas, is to thank Hashem for every day I'm married still. And my wife is still living with me. And I said, I don't do it every day, I don't have time every day, but that's my seder by a chasnas. If you're going to hack me a cup, if it's an emergency, I'll answer. If not, call me tomorrow morning when I answer the phone. So if you start thanking, start looking what Hashem does for you, then you won't get a bad opinion about Hashem. Most people, now I'm telling you a sharif of art now, not my own. It's not, most people in this room, and in the whole Muncie, Wesley Hills, Fauché, what else neighborhoods you have here? New Hampstead, Old Hampstead, whatever you want. Deep down, says the biggest Baal of Musa, think that if they would run the world, they would do a better job than Hashem. And that's why when somebody dies young, you know what they say? You never even realize what you say. And he was such a nice person. And if he wasn't nice, then it was geschmack that he died when he was 35 years old and left over 7 people. Tippish. What do you always do that for? You don't even realize what you're saying. Because you don't think. Nobody taught you how to think. You know why you say that? A bigger kasha on the Eibishter. Noch a kasha. You think you're going to get the Eibishter. He's Malay Rachamim. Haraya, everybody in this room didn't choke today. Wasn't in a car accident. Nobody got killed today with a car accident, Baruch Hashem. I call Atzalu, come out every day to find out. Not like what I know to have in my shul members. worldwide. Any fatalities today? Most days there is. So then I say to Hashem, "Ooh, Hashem, yeah. Could have done today. What's the pshat?" No, when it happens, then there's a big asifa, boom. And when there's a Hanukkah party coming up, the world makes now a new thing with Hanukkah parties. The families get together. The Zeder should only be talking about Shvachim of the Eibishter, how lucky I am. I live in America where you could study Yiddishkeit, the Bible. Who knows what could happen to America? You could walk around with a yarmulke in the street with a beard and pay us. Rabbi Miller says when he was in Chelsea in 1941, they spit him on his face because he had a beard. Anybody spit you on the face yet because you have a beard? You live in Muncie, you walk around with a Strimal, Weisse Zocken, where's the thank you to Hashem? Nothing. Goes his mom, and nobody died in the shul. Should be a Malava Malka, a gal of Malava Malka, but Tilosu Bekal Chassidim. Get used to praising Hashem. Then the Eibishter says, "Lo yameisim yaluka." You know, you want to live? Praise me. Don't call up somebody in the morning to first. You heard who died. Rabbi Miller never told his wife news who died. She said, if she'll have to find out, she'll find out. But not through me. I asked him, why not? Because we don't say when Hashem doesn't do what we don't like. We only talk about the greatness of Hashem. If they make that a habit in your life, if not, you're not going to live. And if you live with kindness against Hashem, and the Eibishter does so much good in one day, it's not to believe. Last week I counted 53 babies were born in Lakewood, and everyone was healthy. So when I wanted to make an asif at the end of the year in Beis Feigen, in Lakewood, that no kid got killed in the car in a bus accident, they said, there goes the Meshuggah, some Chabunim Kohen again. So I said, no, there goes you, the Meshuggah, because you're going to make an asifa when somebody gets killed. And I want to make an asifa to say how good Hashem was. Maybe if we start doing that, then Hashem will see. And once you live your life with thanking Hashem, so then the Eibishter says, you know what? I don't have to wake you up with tragedies. The Eibishter wants to wake you up. So when was the last time you thanked Hashem? You didn't fall off your bed. Never. Here's an old lady just fell off a lake when she broke her hip. It's going to happen. It's going to happen to you. You're going to get old one day. Now, I want to ask you a simple shiloh. Why does the Eibishter make when you get old that you start walking like this and your teeth fall out and you don't see so well? What's the pshat? That same Eibishter didn't bother you, this kasha. You know why? When I had a real teretz. I can't tell you this when you're old. It's too late already. Because the Eibishter has rachmanis in you. He wants, before you leave your life, he wants you to thank him for all the years that you walk straight. So he has rachmanis on you. So he says, you know what? I'm going to make your teeth fall out. Nobody in this room thanked Hashem for his teeth yet, unless you have some false teeth. Did you thank Hashem for your teeth today? I, who asked about it, didn't thank my Hashem. I forgot. Slipped my mind. Have a pair. And every day, for 30, I don't have a cell phone, I have a BlackBerry. The BlackBerries I would not give even if he gave it to me for free. All the robbers now to have a cell phone. That's my shita, because it's a marasayan. Maybe it has texting, maybe it has this, internet. How's the guy supposed to know? So, loy plug. Nobody wants to accept my shita. And Baruch Hashem, look. So I have a pair. Every day you write down something. What Abraham, and then they'll, by the shiva, they'll have something to say. But they'll have anyway. That's Bubamises. And I'll show you. I did this in Flatbush, by my Miller's 10th yard site. And there was a yid, Atzadik Yisat Oilim. I don't want to say his name. He died 6 months later. He listened to what I said. I told, buy a pair. Write down every day something, thank Hashem something. Every day special. You see, you'll get into a routine that Hashem is a toiva made of. He bought a pair the next day. He died 6 months later. But a whole shiva, they didn't have to talk anything. They just gave out the pair to look at my father, thank Hashem. This day, that day, the other day, and it became a tremendous kid, Hashem Shemayim Barabim. Only the greatness of Hashem. Like Rabbi Miller said when his grandson was Nifta, 36 years old. Tragedy, was killed in a car accident. So he asked the Rav, he gave a lecture that night. It was Thursday night, the Levi. He didn't tell anybody. He gave his regular an hour and a half lecture with a zest. It was the last Mashgiach, what we had from the Amolog and Mashgiach. Like Rav Gustman said to me, if he would have been a Mashgiach in the mirror 100 years ago, but the Reich had given Hashem Dovah. So they asked him, Achshid is a younger man from Muncie, asked him, there's a Yid in Muncie, I don't know if you know him, Reb Moshe Goldman. He's a vision of Tzachos, a Tzadik is a Dovah. If you live in Muncie, you don't know him, it's a Shod. Tzadik is a Dovah. So he asked him, how could the Rav give a lecture Thursday night before the Einikel's Levaya with just zest and no sign on your face that you're shori b'tzar. He said, Avada, I'm shori b'tzar. But if I'm going to walk around with a sour face, that's going to cancel out all the millions of thousands of breakfasts what I ate, and all the lunches what Hashem gave me, and all the breaths. I can't do that to Hashem. That's a coffee toy. Avada, my life is never going to be the same with my enikul. But I still owe Hashem so much, so I can't walk around with a sour face. Because that cancels out all the good. That's a person who lives with cheshbon. And when I asked him once, he told me once in the hospital, not the time he was nifted, the time before, he's going to Gehenim. So I told him, if the Rav is going to Gehenim, everybody's going to Gehenim. She says, Gehenim is a lot of place for everybody. I asked him, why are you going to Gehenim for? Here, cheshbon for my yid. What his wife testified after 66 years of marriage, he never spoke Lashon Hara. How have I for me, Gazak, 66 days? 66 years, you never spoke Lashon Hara. You know what that means? No, you don't. No, you can't already. It's too late. She says, going to Gehenim. So I said, how can you go to Gehenim, Zayda? I don't understand. You never spoke Lashon Hara. That everybody knows. You never took money from nobody. You took $150 a week. Sally, his father wanted to build him a big shul. Elvis Safdi, Olava Shalom, wanted to give him $10 million cash, build him. He says, no, how could I build such a big shul? What am I going to answer to Avish that I built it for my own name? I'm happy with a little shul. They didn't let him build him a shul. And he's going to Gehenna. You know how he answered me? When I was a young child, 1905, 1906, my dream was to have one kid, Shoyme Shabbos. Now Hashem paid me back, and all my kids are through. And 99.9 of my enikul chabenei teira learning in kailos, so I used up all my schusim. You ever have that problem yet? Look how kind Hashem is to me. You have children what are from. I'm a chaya. You have enikul what are from. I'm a chaya. Ooh, you're so overloaded with gratitude to Hashem, but if your whole life is just complaining, this one died, that one died, maybe she says, you want to complain? I'll give you what to complain about. So what are we learning? Over here from over here, you have to look at the greatness of Hashem. And it's so easy. Rabbi Miller left Michal Mavedim from Shiva. They used to say, the first thing you're supposed to scream at the top of your lungs and your mind, Baruch Hashem, they're not sitting Shiva for me. And if you don't do that, you're not going to the mitzvah. That's why the Eved sent you there. That you should grow from it. That you should have a Karas Atoyv. I asked him, did the Rav do it when he came out of his ankle Shiva? He said, then I did it even more. Because the Midas Adin was shared in my family. So it could have been more members, and it was only one. So I'm about to have to thank Hashem. Walking out of an enikul shiva, and you're thanking Hashem that Baruch Hashem nobody else. We're not asking for that. We're asking just if you eat every day, you should know you're eating to see the greatness of Hashem. See the greatness of Hashem in the bri. Every time you lift your hand, Dr. Blazer Shach, I see the Eibish there in front of me. Hatzadik, Rabbi Weiss, and Monsi can't lift his hand. Why not? He has a sickness, he has Lou Gehrig's disease. But what's the pshat? The Eibishter doesn't give a command. So if you're together with Hashem every minute, how could you ever get down? And Shabbos is the time when you're supposed to spend every Shabbos should be at a kiddush. Let's say you're an older couple already. I do it with my children, Einikluch already. We dance around the table. It's so geschmack. My Einikluch want to come every Shabbos. I have to make a rotation. Why? Because Zaydi and Bobby dance Friday night. Why do we dance? Well, we dance so nobody got killed in a bus accident. So it's a good time. It doesn't cost any money. You have to spend no money. No money! And you don't mean it. Eventually, so when you go home tonight, ask your wife, how many teeth do you have, Chaya? She'll ask you, what happened to you? Took your medicine today? I asked Rabbi Miller once, this man at work, how many teeth do you have, Rav Simcha Bunim? I said, I don't know. So how do you thank Hashem for? I called his nigga, thank you. That's not good enough. I went home, I couldn't count them. I had to get my wife to count them. How many do you have? You don't know. You know how many you have? 32 or 33. Some have more than that. Some could have fallen out already. If you have a fake tooth, But what I say is, if you start living your life like that, and we always tell the shul people, take a bus. Nobody listens to me. Once a month to the hospital in New York where there's a cancer hospital. And then walk out. All your problems will be solved. All your machloikas. And I want to tell you what my Rebbe, Reb Moshe Feinstein, once told me this. I was walking him 33 years ago to MTJ. I was a little boy, but I'll never forget. He says, "Alamach loikesin, chutz v'na God will be Yisrael Gator." He says, "Vegen no ein zach vegen COVID. The ganze leben dreht sich nur auf COVID, 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 COVID." That's what he once told me, COVID, COVID, COVID. So you come home tonight, and you tell your wife, "Hiya." And Mitar Shaloy Lashma, I don't care if people think you mean it for COVID. Mitar Shaloy Lashma, Bo Lashma, but you gotta start making it that you talk about Hashem's greatness to your wife, to your children, to your grandchildren, every single day, and you'll be surprised. Your personality will become a different type of personality. You see, you could change yourself. And I don't counsel people myself, I don't have the time. But the ones that the therapists give up hope on, they send to me. And I give them this spiel, this drosha, every week, the same drosha. And it helped. Because if you follow the Chazal, and you talk about the greatness of Hashem, and how lucky you are, you're born a Jew. You know what a Jew means? We're the best people in the world. We're the best in the world! Forget about everything else. We're the best. We have Chatzalah, Chavah. We're the best people in the world! We're the best! You could have been born a God. You ever got excited about that yet? I'm really excited. You say, "I'm not going to go in the morning." You ever made a party about that? Got together your children in Einikluch? We're born Jews. Nah, that's not for me. No, it is for you. That's going to make you happy. So, about a lot of tragedies happened lately, and they wish to want something from us. But the least you could do, that you have to call up your local Orthodox rabbi and ask him, "What should I fix? What should I fix? What should I do? Come with the Bible. Tell me, Rabbi, you're supposed to know me. If not tightness, your rabbi's supposed to know you inside out. You can't tell them to their face, they won't come back. But publicly, you can tell them. But I'm giving you a klolis dikazach now. You aristocrats, think about Olam Haba. Think about Gehenna once in a while. Gehenna, there's a big fire. And every machloikis you're involved in puts you in Gehenna. Unless it's l'shmo. And Rav Moshe told me he was never again another machloikis like Kodesh HaDosai. There's always two sides. Unless Rav Elazar Shach, when he went out in the machloikis, it was cool to l'shem Shemaim. Oh, but there's no Rav Elazar Shach around. So stay out of everything. And keep yourself so busy, occupied, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is not only a chiv and a Jew. Where do you say that it's a chiv and a goy too? I'll give you $50. But don't take it. Where do you say that every Shabbos morning, that this raid, what I just said, is a chiv and a goy too? Shekein choyves kol ha-yitzurim lefanecho lehoidos la'ala l'shabayach l'for l'raim. So Rabbi Miller used to say, it says it's an obligation. What's lehoidos? What's lehal? Nobody knows. What are you learning your blood for today? First learn taich. I want you talking to Hashem. Shekein choyves kol ha-yitzurim. Everybody, lehoidos. What does that mean? La'ala, I don't know. L'shabayach. Maybe I'll get back to you. L'for, I'll get back to you. L'raim, I don't know. What kind of business is this? Forget about the block. Forget about the Omer today. First, learn tefillah. Every night you should spend. You want to hire me? I'm not coming. 5 minutes a day you should get a shir and tefillah. Forget about everything else. Know what you're davening. Rabbi Miller, my Rebbe, used to daven Shabbos and Eifah with three things. Baruch Shama Asher Nishma. She told me Nishma should take me 2 hours. Eluf. If I couldn't get enough, I have so much to thank Hashem for. And we don't even know what means. Shame on us. So I want to introduce a new Seder over here. And this night coil and this Sunday thing. Now I don't teach it in shul. I started recently because I didn't know it myself. So I could teach something I don't know. Shemzeh! Old rabbi, what you are. Hold yourself a rabbi, shol Yisrael. Kashka taichka zekeranisht. Shame on you! Siddur, you don't know! Talking to Hashem, who knows your machshavas, and you don't know! So I give you an Eitzah Tovah. You don't have to take it. I'm a simple layman from the Lower East Side. I was brought up in the Lower East Side under the Williamsburg Bridge. But one thing I can tell you, get a hold of Praise Myself and Rabbeinu Avigdor Miller and learn that 5 minutes a day, you'll become a changed person. And don't take my words lightly, because you're not going to get such a speech again. I'm telling you right now, nobody's going to make a fool out of himself like I did. You're going to get a lomdish. You think I couldn't tell you lomdish of Erdlich? I have a whole notebook of lomdish of Erdlich over here. But I want to tell you, you say this, but you'll never hear in your life. You should thank me for it, because I'm not coming back again. Praise my soul. you, Rabbi Levi, you have sons. I could call him up tonight, Mordechai Levi. Say, I want to learn with you, praise myself 5 minutes a week. I teach it every morning by breakfast and learn, lunch and learn. Shabbos morning before davening, we have 8 minutes. Say that changed my life so much. Now I should know what I don't know. Rabbi Miller did such a good job over there. And if you have, and I try to bring it into that good, I said, everybody, if I could get into the Daf HaYomi, then I've got the whole Klal Yisrael. No, I can't mix that in. I said, this is more important. Gotta know what you're talking to the Eibishter. Once you know, the Chazon Ish put in more Amelis in Tefillah than they put in Lomdus. Zok Reb Shmuel Oyebach. We daven, what does the Hoydus mean? I don't know. Shabbat, I'll get back to you, Hashem. Well, that's not the way you daven. So, I left you with three things. I hope you all michael me. I didn't mean anything personal. I love you all dearly. You look like all fine attire Eden. The Charedim says when somebody gives you Musa, instead of hating him, you're supposed to love him. I didn't mean anything. I didn't say anything. I gave you some Yusaitis. You should live long. And another thing, Rabbi Miller used to do on his walk. So simple to do, and you're guaranteed life. This, you don't have to go ijibijibujibu for this. It says when we walked to him every day on his walk, he spent one block every day in a different walk, and he used to bench the houses. I never saw such a thing in my life yet. I asked him, what are you doing this for? This is an insurance policy. I want to live a long life. It says, and the Gemara, however you bench, Abishtha says, I'll bench you. And the Gemara says, in Chulun, it goes on all generations. So it's an insurance. You ever did that Friday night? Walking home from shul, you pass Rabbi Breslau's house. Rabbi Breslau should live till 120. That's what the Rav used to do. Zitzal costs no money. You're walking anyway. You never heard this in your life yet. Never heard this in your life yet. The more people, the more you got to do it. It's such an easy thing. Bench people. Let them have a good life. And when you say Yashakayach to the Gabbai on Shabbos, think what it means. The Gabbai should have koyach and live. Think what you're saying. But if you don't think by davening, you don't think when you're talking. Go to Chasam. Mazel Tov, it means that the Chasam and Kal should have Shalom Bayish, that they should have healthy children, they should be able to marry off their children, they shouldn't have any Chasashom sick children. You ever had that in mind yet? No, because nobody taught you how to think. So I'm trying to teach you how to think in 25 minutes. Ain't gonna work, but I'm trying my best. The Eibishter should bench you, old tzaddikim. I want to give you a bracha, because I want to live myself a long life. I tell my shul people always, I'm so scared when Mashiach comes. Oh, am I scared? Like this, I have a nice chair. It's a big red chair in shul. And when Mashiach comes, he's gonna say, "Simcha bunim kon." You're on the back, all the way in the back. Who am I scared? You guys are going to be front by Mashiach. I'll be in the back. I'm living God up now. I speak, I go, I come. Mashiach comes, Rabbi Miller said, he asked once for bracha, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Give me the best of brachas. I told him, give me the rova, because I know he's always worried Mashiach comes. They're going to push him to the side. I said, when the Eivishter, when Mashiach comes, Zol HaMakabazan, the Merov, the Mzeiden, with open arms. Das is the best of bracha, was ich gekrogen mein ganzen Leben. Ich zitte von Mashiach. So I'm giving you the best bracha. When Mashiach comes, he should say, you brought me. That's Chas Hashanah. He should say, you pushed me away. The Eibishter should bench you all by Nichas Yom Hashanah. You should live till 120 with your wives. You should marry with all your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And I ask you all mechila for the speech that I gave.